When George I inherited the British throne in 1714, the kingdom he ruled was already connected to a growing network of colonies, trading posts, naval bases, and commercial routes. Britain possessed territories in North America and the Caribbean, maintained an expanding presence in India, traded along the coast of West Africa, and relied on merchants whose ships moved across the Atlantic and into the Indian Ocean. Yet the British Empire of the early 18th century was not a unified system controlled from London with a clear master plan. It was a patchwork of settlements, chartered companies, military outposts, plantations, ports, and commercial interests. Some colonies had been founded by religious dissenters. Others existed primarily to enrich investors. Some were strategic prizes acquired through war. Others had developed through gradual settlement, negotiation, displacement, and violence. During the Georgian era, this scattered collection of territories became one of the central forces shaping British politics, society, and economic life. Empire was visible in the warehouses of London, Bristol, Liverpool, Glasgow, and other ports. It influenced the food people consumed, the clothes they wore, the fortunes of merchant families, and the ambitions of politicians. Sugar from the Caribbean, tobacco from Virginia and Maryland, rice from South Carolina, tea from Asia, cotton textiles from India, and a range of other commodities became part of everyday commerce. Behind these goods lay networks of labor and exploitation that stretched across continents. The growth of the British Empire created enormous wealth for some people, but it also depended on warfare, indigenous dispossession, coercive trade practices, and the enslavement of millions of Africans. The Georgian Age did not invent British imperialism, but it dramatically accelerated it. The foundations had been laid under earlier monarchs. English settlers had established colonies along the eastern coast of North America during the 17th century. England had taken Jamaica from Spain in 1655. The East India Company, founded in 1600, had secured trading privileges in parts of India. English merchants had also become deeply involved in the Atlantic slave trade. After the political union of England and Scotland in 1707, the new kingdom of Great Britain gained additional commercial energy, capital, and ambition. Scottish merchants, soldiers, administrators, and settlers became increasingly active across the imperial world, particularly in North America, the Caribbean, and India. The British Empire expanded because several forces worked together. The Royal Navy protected shipping lanes and challenged rival powers. Chartered companies used private capital to pursue trade and political influence. Settlers crossed the Atlantic in search of land, opportunity, religious freedom, or escape from poverty. Merchants demanded access to new markets. Politicians viewed overseas territories as sources of revenue and strategic power. Wars against France, Spain, and other European rivals repeatedly altered the imperial map. The empire grew through a combination of state policy and private initiative, careful planning and improvisation, commercial negotiation and brutal conquest. At the beginning of the 18th century, the most important British colonies were located in the Atlantic world. Along the eastern seaboard of North America, the population of British settlements grew rapidly. New England towns expanded through fishing, shipbuilding, commerce, and small-scale farming. The middle colonies, including Pennsylvania and New York, became important centers of grain production and trade. In the southern colonies, large plantations produced tobacco, rice, indigo, and other crops for export. These regions developed distinct social structures, but they were connected by a shared dependence on Atlantic commerce. The North American colonies were not empty lands awaiting European settlement. They were home to diverse indigenous nations with their own political systems, cultures, economies, and rivalries.